to her from all this late night talking.
Hey, it's Playhouse Y94s. We pull a DRQ, totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is something that happened that you just couldn't forgive when it comes to a romantic partner? What is something that, why do I just assume grudge-holding Amy Kay wrote this
probably,
one?
Probably, let's be real.
What is something that happened that you just couldn't forgive with a romantic partner? And I feel like you could take this two different ways. It could be something that, like, you couldn't forgive it and it ended the relationship. Or you guys are still together, but God knows this still comes up. And you still remind them all the time of that time they XYZ'd. That thing you just couldn't forgive or forget, I suppose, with a romantic partner. Anything come to mind, Joel D?
It usually has to do with food.
Okay.
And just like, I saved that for me, and then you never eat leftovers, or you don't. Like, Jada eats fairly healthy. She doesn't really eat potato chips. If she does, it's the gluten-free, yada yada chips. And then same thing with candy. And then I'll come home and like, that's usually like my snack before supper or snack before bed. And then all of a sudden it's like, I go into the cabinet and where'd it go? So I can never forgive her for that. Like, for real, like you don't mess with, like, we'll buy you a bag and me a bag. And then whatever happens. And then if your bag happens to still be there, well, my bag is empty, then it doesn't count. I can eat your bag.
You seem like one that, like, really looks forward to certain snacks. Like, it would be like an event for you to, like, know that, like, ooh, I have a bag of whatever's. And, like, that's part of your Friday night. You're looking forward to it. And it I can see how it would be, like, soul-crushing to you to open that up and it not be there.
And then you have to, like, then Jada would be like, oh, well, I needed it. And she works from home.
Sure.
So she'll be like, I just had a snack. Well, now it's what time? And I'm not going to run to the store to go get more. So, yeah, it's just kind of, it's annoying, yeah.
You can't forgive that. Something that happened that you just couldn't forgive with a romantic partner, either your current or previous, ABK.
I bring it up to him all the time. Remember the time Steven punched me in the face on accident?
I do remember that time.
He was sleeping, so it's not like he's not violent. He's not abusive. I am safe at home.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know he did it, but he was sleeping. We leave. We come here so early, and he sleeps just like in underwear, so his chest was bare, and I leaned down to kiss him, and I think my hair tickled his chest and it startled him, and he just boom right in my and it was on the side of my glasses. Ow. And so then it hurt, and the nose piece hurt my it was just, I was so sore, I don't think he even realized what happened. And I explained to him later that day, I said, you know, he punched me today. And he was like, what? No, I didn't. But I bring it up all the time.
But right. I'm sure he feels terrible. Oh, yeah. About it, right?
Yeah, I always say, I don't want you to punch me. I'm just coming in for a kiss.
Oh,
so,
God.
So did he actually wake up, or was it just kind of, you know how you do the like feather trick or prank on people and then they're like slapping their face?
Yeah, that's what I think it was. Like, just he kind of like jerked.
Yeah.
But he just, right time, right place, right in my head.
Aye.
What's that thing? You just can't forgive it or forget it. With your romantic partner, maybe it's a current one, maybe it's a previous one, maybe it ended the relationship. I know I've told Amy this one before because I almost inspire a purchase every time we talk about it, but I don't know if I've told you about the very special appliance in our home that somebody just decided didn't belong in our life anymore, but we've since replaced it, and we all use it all the time. A couple years ago, much like I would every now and then, went downstairs to our little storage area to claim my quesadilla maker, because I had a hankering for a quesadilla. It is the world's perfect meal in that it seems like you put effort into it, but all it is, I mean, you can put more in it, but it could be as simple as just melted cheese in between two tortillas. And I go downstairs and I look everywhere, and then I look some more places. Then I look in the same places again, and I finally come upstairs. I say, "On, where's the quesadilla maker? We never use it. I donated it."
What?
You donated my quesadilla maker? Yeah, we were cleaning the house. My sister and I, she was helping me get rid of some stuff. And we talked about it. We don't use that. What do you mean we don't use that? And I threw such a fuss about it that I got gifted one. I don't remember if it was her or somebody else from Christmas. We still have it. We use this thing multiple times a week, especially with the kids around.
Yeah.
Because there's certain times where kids aren't exactly adventurous eaters. But they feel like they're being adventurous eaters when they have cheesy tortillas. It's the easiest thing to make kids, and you feel like you actually made something. We use it once a week. We have quesadilla night at least once a week. And I'll never forget it because every single time that we have quesadillas, I mentioned, you remember that time you got rid of my quesadilla maker? And I make her feel like garbage because you deserve to because you got rid of my quesadilla maker. And I think that's fair.
And I got to ask you this question. The original quesadilla maker, how long have you had it? How long had you had it, I guess?
Couple of years. And I don't know where she got this idea that we never used it because I used it once a week because I get home and you want to eat something real quick. Quesadilla, boom, done.
So I'm actually curious. This sounds amazing.
I want one.
Is it like a waffle maker?
Basically, yes. Yeah. I mean, it opens and you set them in there and you close it. It melts the cheese and whatever else you put in there. But you could put some cut up chicken, a little bit of vegetables, some steak if you want to. You can make a thick AF quesadilla if you want to.
Really?
Or just go straight cheese.
Now I'm literally hungry because I love quesadilla. Like quesadilla should be on the menu once a week. Like
takes
it is
like
at your house.
2 minutes.
And they're delicious.
And you can crank them out. Boom, 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 boom. 10 minutes. You got a family's worth of quesadillas.
I'm seriously Amazon or something. Where yeah?
Yeah, it's like $10. It's nothing.
That's not bad. But she got rid of it. That's the you know what? It's because it just took up room. Zero. Is it large?
It's the width, it's the circumference of a tortilla, just slightly larger, yeah.
So is it like a George Foreman size type of thing?
Okay. So it's something that takes up no space. They're very efficient. Have you bought one yet?
No, I haven't. And
what is wrong with you?
You know what? It has to be someone sent me a message this weekend, a Snapchat of a quesadilla maker and said, made me think of you.
Because you've been trying to buy one, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know who it was. Alyssa was the name.
Go to Target or something.
Yeah. I actually, you know what? Maybe I'll add that to my Christmas list.
Quesadilla maker. Well, I could get you one from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. It's probably the
no
one.
No way. Somebody
that my
snatched
wife stole,
that up.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, probably. Yeah. Somebody's like, what is this doing here? This is amazing. I'm going to buy it right now.
It'd be like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Quesadilla Maker if you could have my old quesadilla maker.
And then I bet you it's really good because you've cooked on it already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has the taste.
Got some of my cheese. Oh, I never clean that thing. So, yeah, it's probably pretty good. What's that thing you just can't forget or forgive when it comes to your partner?
Give me some time to think.
Lighthouse Y94, that thing that when it comes to your partner, whether it's a current partner or maybe a previous one that you just couldn't forgive or forget. Hello.
I had someone that I was dating that lied to me about who else they were dating.
How did you find out?
Like they were getting text messages and like their phone was on the table.
That was a relationship ender there. How about for you?
So my husband, the little fruit flies, a ton of them in our kitchen at one point. And so he took Raid and sprayed it all over the ceiling, which if you can imagine what Raid is, you spray it and it starts to come down off the ceiling. It's very thick. So it was all over, you know, our cast iron skillet, all over the counters, all over the oven, all over our food. Like we had to like take everything out and sanitize it because Raid is poison.
Thanks for trying to help, but now you just gave me more work to do.
Yeah, you just doubled my work. Wait, so did the insect get killed?
Oh, no. They're there. They're fine.
You know, had they at least managed to kill them, does that make it better, I guess? It seems like it would.
I don't know. I mean, like, Raid seems very drastic for fruit flies, though.
Slightly. I mean, you could have got rid of them, at least. Was there any other texted ones that think you just can forgive or forget with your partner?
Yeah, somebody said, my ex-boyfriend from college told me that I wasn't marriage material on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Then begged me to forgive him, like, 24 hours later, and I did. And then after 6 months had passed, I found out he was cheating on me, so that did end our relationship. Someone else said, my wife constantly saying she's going to do the laundry and then not transferring it from the washer and put it into the dryer. We get in fights about it all the time because then I have wet clothes the next morning for work and I have to go to work with wet clothes. And someone else said, I found a ping pong ball in my house. I told my fiance not to play beer pong when he was having his friends over. But once I found the ball, I just kept throwing it at his head.
Maybe he just plays a lot of ping pong.
Yeah, maybe he's just practice and you just throw it at his head. Ugh, do not play beer pong in the house.
This one was kind of like what happened to me. Someone said I got headbutted in my sleep by my sleeping husband, not once but twice since we've been together.
Ow.
Oh yeah, that hurts.
At some point you're like, I want my own bed situation here. So real life talk that has nothing to do with this segment altogether. When it comes to ping pong tables, Is there an age or like what happens to you when you walk into a room and you see one in somebody's house and you say, oh, you have a ping pong table rather than, oh, you have a beer pong table? Because I think I'm still at a point in my life where most people, if I walk into their house, unless they're maybe like a senior citizen, I go, oh, you got a beer pong table. Like, at what point does it become a ping pong table? Do you know?
I guess I would, if I saw an actual ping pong table, I would consider it a ping pong table.
Really? Because yeah. If I came over to your place right now and you had a ping pong table or you had a ping pong table, I would go, oh, you each have a beer pong table.
Yeah.
But I like to think that if you came to mine just because I have children, you go, oh, they have a ping pong table. Like, I think it's just a, is it where they are in life kind of thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, if you have children or if you're at a old person home.
Yeah.
Playing ping pong. But otherwise, it's for beer pong.
I know. If I don't care if it's 20 years from now. I go to your place, that's a beer pong table. I'm sure of it.
For sure.
Like, no, even you could have 8 kids run around your place. I'd still be like, oh, baby's beer pong table.
We had a ping pong table, but my brother would always use it for beer pong. And one year, I don't know what holiday it was, probably like 4th of July, we had my whole family and my brother had his friends over and they were playing beer pong. My younger cousins saw it and then they would ask their mom and they would play water pong then at their house. And my aunt was so annoyed with us because we taught him how to play. We're like, you could throw it in like this or you could try to bounce it in.
At least they're playing water pong.
Yeah, yeah, water pong. I mean, I feel like you should do that with the flippy cup, right? When you go down the line, like if you want to have water.
We're
in
not
your
making
cup,
them chug water.
Yeah, but they should like, well, don't you have to flip your cup and then chug your water or
you
beer?
You have to chug it first and then you flip it. How are you flipping anything with stuff in there?
Oh, you're smart. Yeah. If that's the case, that's what I was backwards. But they should, if they want to play water cup, do it that way.
I mean, maybe you could have played V8 pong. So they're getting their vegetables at least.
That's true.
Or something like that.